Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf, and what we're going to talk about is the status of water regarding mechitzos, whether mayim is mevatel mechitzos. The Gemara here has a discussion of a pit that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so that pit should be a rishus hayachid. So that pit is in rishus harabim, meaning the whole outside ground is rishus harabim, and there's a pit in the middle of rishus harabim, but the pit is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, 4 by 4, so then that is a rishus hayachid, and if you put something in there from the street, that would be an iser daraisa. But what if the pit is full of something? That's the question. Amar Abaya, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf, Bar Birshus Harabim Amuk Asara V'Rechava Shmona V'Zarak L'Tocha Machatzel Aschayif. So the Gemara talks about what happens if you throw in a mat, you raise the floor, you split it up in half, all the different questions that are dealt with. But the second one that we're going to focus on, Amar Abaya, Bar Birshus Harabim Amuk Asara V'Rechava Dalad Malei Amayim, but it's full of water. V'Zarak L'Tocha, and I threw something in there, Chayif. It's still chayav. That's considered a rishus hayachid, even though it's full of water. What do you mean? What did I throw in? So Rashi quotes, what did I throw in? Me rishus harabim, midi denaicha, something that will rest. Kagon even omayim. What is Rashi referring to? Even, meaning an even is going to sink. So Rashi is saying that when you get chayav, if you throw it from the street into the pit full of water, if you throw a rock, which is going to go to the bottom, so a kilo, there's no water there, it could hit the floor, or mayim. Or mayim, why? Because we had earlier on Daf Hey, mayim on mayim is called a hanacha. A nut on mayim, for example, something that floats, that would not be called a hanacha. But that's what Abaya says, according to Rashi. If you have a bar, it's full of water, as long as you throw something on there and it goes to the floor, or it's mayim on mayim, so then it would be chayiv on Shabbos. Malaya peros, bezarach l'tocha patim, but it was full of fruit. So therefore, landed on top of the fruit putter. Why? My time. Mayim lo mevatli mechitza. Water will not be mevatel mechitza. And it's kilu, the water's not there. So as when you threw it, it's kilu, it went all the way down. By the stone, it did go all the way down. The water still had the hanacha. And therefore, water is not mevatel the mechitza, the fact that it's considered 10 tefachim deep. Peros mevatli mechitza. Fruit would be mevatel the mechitza. So this is the Shita of Abaya, as explained by Rashi. But this does not seem to be the Rambam's pshat. Because if you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes our Gemara, he does not limit it to a case of Even or Mayim. The Rambam in Perek Yudalad, Halacha Chaf Gimel, the Rambam quotes this Halacha, Bar Birshus Harabim Amuk Asar V'Rechava Dalad, Malei Mayim, V'Zorak L'Tocho Chefetz, you throw a chefetz in there, V'Noch Al Gabei HaMayim, sounds like it's floating on the water, doesn't sound like it's talking about water floating on the water, a chefetz, Chayiv. You're chayiv she'ena mayim mevatel mechitzos, because water is not mevatel mechitzos. So it's ki'ilu, this is on the ground, the floor of the pit, right? Because water is not mevatel mechitzos. So just in a vacuum, you could understand that, okay, the water is not mevatel, ki'ilu, it's on the ground. The problem is, the earlier Gemara that we mentioned, it came up already twice. If you throw water on water, or what about a nut on water, right? So the Gemara said earlier, back on Daf Hey, Amid Beis, looking back in the first parak, the Gemara says, Guma pshita, mayim agabe mayim laf anachu, kamash malan, water on water is anacha. And Rava says, the same Rava, Vama Rava, mayim agabe mayim hainu hanachasan. Water on water, that is called a hanacha. Egos agabe mayim laf hainu hanachasan. A nut on water, that's not called a hanacha. The question is, what if you have an egos and a kli, and the kli is on the water? Do you go after the nut, and the nugget is nayach in the kli, or do you go by the kli, and the kli is floating? Okay, I think where it talks about shemen shetzaf al gabe mayim. But the Rambam himself quotes that Gemara. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, the previous Perek, halacha dalet halacha hey, seems to quote that Gemara, that floating is not called a hanacha. Yud Gimel, hey. Kfar amarnu, she'en amotzi. Here, the previous one, dalet. Halacha dalet. You're in one rishus, you put it in another rishus. Emhaya hakli tzaf al gabi mayim uperes betoch hakli. You have fruit inside a kli on water. Upashi yadav lochah b'dei peres v'otzi pater. Sheri lo nachu aperos al gabi haaretz v'nimsa shalo akar me'al gabi mokam arba. If you take it from there, so it's not considered a, if you okar it from the something floating, it's not called an akira from a place that is munach. Ve'ezorach lomar, emhaya aperos tzafen al p'nei amayim v'otzi am shehu pater. If you have water, the fruit that are floating, and you took it from there, you're potter, because you didn't take it from a makamunach. That's the shemen. That's not our issue now. So that's the question. How does the Rambam say that not limited, and just if you would throw something into the pit that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, you'd be chayiv. One second, if it's floating on the water, that's not called a hanacha. So one might just say, okay, the Rambam is lav dafka. It means like Rashi. It was a stone or it was water. Doesn't sound that way, though. That's the problem. Doesn't sound that way for the Rambam. The Rambam says, you have a chefetz, and it's sof al-gabe mayim. So that's a problem. So two suggestions given by the Achronim. The Stipler, the Kehilas Yaakov, in Simen Ches, says maybe there's a difference between what type of water you're talking about. Even though the Gemara doesn't specify, is it stationary water or moving water? Maybe stationary water, that would be called a hanacha, right? And that's what our Gemara is talking about. It's a pit. You have water in the pit. It's not a river. Right, the Gemara earlier that day, I was talking about a river where the water is moving. Here is a pit where the water is not moving, and that's why it's called Anacha. The Chashavti Sham Latarits the Harambam, says the Stipler Sover, to hud the egos agabe mayim lav haynu anachasan, and not on water is not anacha, zeo hecha deny it. Kagod bimayim hanim shachim vahochim, the water is going. Avo bimayim mechunasim bebor, kishe no fel sham. Dover hatsof al pnei amayim mishkachal leshapir to lo nai klal. Maybe it's just sitting there. Finishar omei bimkomo zenechshav shapir anacha. Meaning, what's the assumption? On water itself per se is not the problem. The problem is that it's moving, and therefore, if it's not moving, then it would be okay. I don't know, would he say that according to this day? What if you have a car that's moving or a horse that's moving? If the problem is moving, or is the problem the water? So according to this, the problem is the moving. But if you have water that's stationary, it's not a problem. Olafiza, and therefore it's not a problem, but he says, I'm not sure if that works fully. But that is the Stipler suggestion to answer up the Rambam. But if you look at the Chazon Yecheskel has a different idea. Chazon Yecheskel, Yecheskel Abramsky says, maybe there's a difference between Akira and Hanacha. Oh, so this is an important yisod. And Akira and the Hanacha, why? Because the Din, or our case, is talking about a case of a Hanacha. You throw it onto the water. Over there, you're talking about you took it from. Right, so the Rambam said you took it from there. So if you took it from there, you could say it's not called a makom chashiv for hanacha, and therefore that's not called an akira. Shrei b'din shel egos al gabei mayim, says the Chazon Yecheskel, mivar harambam beferish shezeo linin akira. Shel oker egos bishavi, take an egos, ein za akira l'chayvo. Aval gabei bor, what are we talking about here? You throw it onto it. So why is that different? Achshevei. Because the fact that you throw it on there, you are machshiv this surface. And even if this surface is normally not so chashiv, but you are machshiv it, so that's why it works. Kivet shavach machshav aso, shirotze laniach sham, osezeh makom da'achshavei, and therefore it's okay. It's considered a makom chashuv, and you'd be chayiv. But again, aval akira, if I just take it from a spot, that's not called being machshav of the place. I took it from there. Lo shayach lomar shebenetila so misham achshavei. Shehanetila eine osa chashivas ala makom shemasha notel misham hu lefish achavis munach shem ikodem. I'm taking it from there because it was there beforehand. I'm not saying that's a chashav spot. So therefore, okay, mimasha al gabi mayim putter, because there's not makom dalad adam lo achshavei lamakom. But if you throw it, take it from there and you throw it. But if I throw it to there, or if I put it down on there, so then it would be machshiv, and therefore it would be a chiyav. And again, achshavei comes up in many different contexts. We just had it earlier. We had it earlier in our Masech, to the beginning of Perek HaMatznia, back on Daf Tzadi, 10 blot ago, where the Gemara says there are different shiurim for every object for the Malcha of Hotza'a. But what if I specifically am Matznia, I focus and care about a tiny seed or a tiny amount? So that's what the Mishnah says. HaMatznia l'zera v'ladugma, if I'm Matznia for a seed or to show someone in the store, Ula Refuah, Bosio B'Shabas Chayiv, B'Kolshu, I'm Chayivin for a Kolshu. Why? Two words. Rashi says, Daha achshavei. You are machshiv. That's the principle in halacha, that even if you have something that's not chashuv, but if I do something that shows that I think it's chashuv, I'm machshivin, that could give it chashivus. There's even a deya, if you will just finish the Mishnah, the kol adam chayv el kshiro. But even if you put it, take it, and save it, but if somebody else takes that out, so it's yoni chayv for the shir. The Gemara quotes a deya of Reb Shimon ben Elazar. We don't paskin like. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says that even if Reuven is matznia and machshavit, and then Shimon takes it out, that Shimon is chayev because of the machshav of Reuven. So strong is the principle of achshavei. But that's what's mentioned here too. Where else achshavei comes up? It comes up in the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi quotes this in the sugya of Chatzishir. Chatzis Shir. Why do we say Chatzis Shir is Asur Min HaTorah? So we have the two days in the Gemara, Maseches Yuma. Is it a Gzeiras HaKasev of Kol Chelev, or is it a svara of chazil itztarufe, because it can be mitztaref to something afterwards, so that's why it's chayev. Says the Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva simen peivav, the discussion of the achronim, whether the isser of chatzis shir asa min haTorah applies outside of isurei achila or not, because the pasuk is by eating, kol chelev. But what if it's outside, meaning, let's say, chatzis shir by bal yira by yimatze? That's the question of the Chacham Tzvi, the Shagas Aryeh. If I have a half a kezias of chametz in my house, do I violate by Rabbi Matzeh? Or do I say, no, it only applies to Isuri Achila? Why should it only apply to Isuri Achila? Right, the first Magen Mishnah, Nilchas Geneva, says it applies to Geneva. Rashi earlier, Ayin Dalet, said it applies to Borer, Melecha Shabbos. Why would you say, without getting into those sources, why would you say that it only applies to Isuri Achila? Says the Chacham Tzvi, two days. Number the second one is Inami Ishlomar, Daft Bechol Yisur and Pachos Bikashir Nami Asur Min HaTorah, Hainu Dafka Ba'ose Maisa Shemachshivo La'oso Pachos Bichatishir. Why is usually Chatishir Asur Min HaTorah? Because I do something that shows that I think this Chatishir is significant. Aval Bechametz Pachos Mikazayas. If I have a half a kazayas of Chametz under my couch, She'eino Ose Maisa Ela Manicho Bebeso, I didn't do a ma'isa that shows that I think it's chashav. I just left it in my house. I didn't get rid of it. The eina mevaro kivan she'eina oseh davar shemara bo shemachshivo. Since I don't show in my actions a reflection that I'm machshivit, lo amrinan be chazil estarufe. I don't say chazil estarufe there. So according to the Chacham Tzvi, Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah requires achshaveh. Requires achshaveh. Not all achronim agree with this. Look at the footnotes here. From other Achronim, the Chavos Das and the Avnei Nezer, that you wouldn't need. But that's another example of Achshavei, or one other. So we have Hamatznia, we have the Chacham Tzvi, and one other, the Gemara, the Rashi. Rashi and Beitza on Daf Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin and Mabez, the Gemara talks about burning Kudshim Tmeim on Yantif. So Rashi there says, Gzeres HaKasev She'ein Kudshim Tmeim Esbaram B'Yantif. You can't burn it on Yantif, even though you're allowed to light fire on Yantif. To Rachmana Achshavei Lahavarasan. The Torah is machshiv. There's something significant about the burning of Truma Temeah or Kachim Temeim, and therefore, because it's so significant, it's a significant burning, you can't do that on Shabbos, on Yantif. Dechsiv ba'esh yisareif, hilkach malachahu. It's not included in Ochal Nefesh. One is not allowed to do that. But this is the principle of achshavei, and that's exactly what the Chazon Yecheskel says to explain our Rambam. Our case over here, if you throw something in a pit that's full of water, water is not mevatli mechitzta, and therefore, if you throw it, you are machshiv that spot, and you are going to be chayiv. Unlike if I take something, if I take a nut that's floating out of the water, and then I put it down somewhere else, I did not do an akira from a makam chashuv, and therefore I am going to be pater. So that is the Chazon Yecheskel. The second answer, the stipler was the first one about moving versus stationary water. Part one. Part two. Let's get to the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara said that water is not mevatli mechitzta, while fruit are mevatli mechitzta. Malaya Paris Vidorach Latocha Potter. My time and mine lum vali mechista, Paris vali mechista. Why? What's the difference between water and fruit? So there's a machlokas we showed him. If you look in the Me'iri here says, because water is not ma'akev, the usage of the pit. Says the Me'iri, She'ein barber shazarabim, amok asar barach of dalad, umali mayim, vizorach latocha chayiv, She'ein hamayim mevatlin mechitzos. Because some things sink in the water. So it's ke'ilo, the water is not there. The water doesn't block usage. And therefore, says the Miri, one is able to use this pit, and the water is not mevatel mechista. Fascinating that the Chasam Sofer, another example of this, the godless of the Achronim, Chasam Sofer quotes the day of the Magen Mishnah, which we didn't say yet. It says, I don't like that, but I think this is the Svara. And he quotes the exact Svara of the Meiri, even though he didn't have a Meiri. And he doesn't quote the Meiri. He didn't see the Meiri. But the Chasam Sofer in Aruch Chaim, Simen Peites, he quotes exactly after quoting the Magen Mishnah, which we'll see B'ezras Hashem in a minute. He says, Lule Dvar Vayisi Omer, Tala Mitam Rias Mechitza Asinan Allah, but Harnirali Lomar Kach, Tadehu Le'inyin Shabbos Hakol Toluy, if you could use it, if it the usage is possible. Water, you can still use it. Things could sink in the water. Hamayim Yatsu Vachafatim Nichrasim. The water might splash out and the chayfets will go in. Masha'enkin, Mali Peros, Ha'omid Bifnei Koldavar, fruit are there, Haribita Le Rishusa, Milashtamesh Betocho, right? Water ruins the usage in there. So that's the first day of why fruit are worse than water, and fruit are Mavatle. Well, water is not. If you look in the Magen Mishnah on that same Rambam that we quoted earlier has a different shot. The Magen Mishnah says at the end of the 14th parak, at the end of parak Yudalid, he says, "What's the reason?" The Yesh Min Gaonim Shekasvu Shein Peres Mavatlan Mechitzos El Adavka Kshebatlam Sham Bein Daitel Afanoso. Okay, that's one issue that I'm not getting into. Only if you're Mavatla fruit there, they're going to stay there. If you ain't Zeiker Ella Bechol Gavne Mavatlan Mechitzos. The Magen Mishnah says even if you're not Mavatla there, you plan to take it out in a week. But at this moment, while it's there, it's Mavatla. Why? Kivan Sheheim Hayusham Kodem Zrika. Because they were there before the Zrika took place. Nimsa Shekishen Nizrak Lo Hayusham Mechitzos. Nikaros. Vizedas Rabbeinu v'chein hela haramban. There's a requirement, says the Magen Mishnah, of mechitzos that are nikar. Here, it's not nikar, right? Because the fruit are there. You can't see the walls. You can't see the walls. And that's a part of the definition of a reshus. You have to be able to see the ten tefach walls. And here, you can't see it. Water is clear. Water is clear, therefore you can see the ten tefach walls, and therefore, even though it's in there, it's not going to be mevatle the mechitza. So according to the Magen Mishnah, part of the definition of a mechitza is the ability to be able to see it. L'may nafka mina, so again, Nachsam Sofer says, what if the water is dirty? The water is dirty, so then, according to the Magen Mishnah, then the water should be mevatle mechitza, because you can't see. You can't see, says the, that's what the Chassam Sofer and others say. Right there, where is it? Rock. B'mayim nikrashim kibedayin she... No, not nikrashim, we'll get to that. Near duha din kol adavar, she'adam mistakel v'ro b'soch adidu k'mayim. V'o adidu kol adavar malachim arbe. Memela, if something is dirty, so then you wouldn't be able to see through. Ba'ash enkein, if you... According to the reason of the Me'iri, you can still use it, even if the water is dirty, and therefore you would still say, mayim or not mevatli mechitza. The Ritva says beferish here, that dirty water also is not mevatel. Riffa says Beferish here. So that's Nafgamina number one, theoretically. Nafgamina number two could be, the Sfasemes mentions this, and the Chassam Sofer, what if it's full of glass? What if the pit is full of glass? So again, if the reason is the Magen Mishnah, you have to be able to see, so you could see. You could see it. If the reason is the water, you could use it even in the water, so then you can't use it. It's full. It's full of glass. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to use it. But Nafgamina says, the Chassam Sofer, Bein Harava Magid Lididi, which is the Meiri, Bimilu Zechuchis Shamachitza Nira Mitocha Bikal Mako Meinu Roy Lishtamish Betocho. You can't use it, right? So that's the Chassam Sofer's Nafkamina, and the Sfasemes also mentions this Nafkamina. Two Nafkaminas. The other major issue that comes up Lamaisa regarding whether water is Mevatli Mechitzta is a big discussion in the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. The Taz in Shin Samach Gimel Chaf and the Magen Mishnah both say, they talk about a certain city that had a water all around it. Water all around it. Bekal kolos shtayinitz. Bimedinos marin. Nagu l'talto b'shabbos. In a certain town, they used to be metalto on Shabbos without an Erev. Why? Because they say the city is surrounded by water, and in the water there is somewhat, it goes down. Let's say there's like a cliff in the water, and therefore there are mechitzas. There are mechitzas of 10 tefachim deep. In the surrounding the city, and the fact that there's water over it doesn't matter. Mayim lo mavatli mechitzta, as our Gemara says, Shair mukefes nahar savivla v'kane harishus mehasar yishar bel mevet olo. Says the Taz argues lo nachal asas kemitrei tami. The Taz does not like this usage of saying the water is not mavatli. The water is not mavatel, so it is a wall. No, and the Taz's big issue is why. What's the problem? Because it gets cold and it turns to ice, and during the time that it turns to ice, says the Taz, it's not mavatel, it's not water anymore. Mayim lo mavatel mechitzta, peres mavatel mechitzta. Shvam minati bikoach hamayim lo nisvatel mechitzta mikol makom. Kivan shederach hamayim kan lehis karesh ula haglid be'ez hakarirus hakashem. Right, when it gets very cold, it turns to ice. Hare ba'osa pa'amim, during that time ain't kan mechitzas lagamrei. There's totally no walls there. Because that for sure is mevatli mechitzta, says the Taz. That ice will be like fruit. Be like, it'll be more upshita to mevatli mechitzta tfei mi perush, as a chayinu. It's even more solid If it's a river or water that does not become frozen, never gets cold, so then fine. But here it gets cold and freezes. So that is what the Taz says. And the Magen Avraham says the same thing in one line. Does that mean even be Mosa Chamed is? But that's the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and it's even worse than Peiros. But if you look in other Achronim, the Shvus Yaakov in Chela Gimel, Simen Samaches, he discusses this, and he is more Mekel. And he says, after quoting the whole question, back and forth, he quotes many different cities that used to rely on this. He says, but Rotterdam, Kibin Sheish Lamamachi Yismochu, and other cities, and the Chachan Svi, he quotes many Gedoli Arad that were Mekel. He says, I'm going to explain, La'acharai and Meikar Dadina Pircha, Minole La'tazma Magen Avram, L'chadish Dinzeh. The Gemara doesn't say a word about this. In the days of the Gemara, they also had something called ice, right? But the Gemara does not, the poskim don't say a word about this. The Gemara doesn't say a word about this. How does the Taz of the Magen Avraham know? Tzim Mechadish said, Da'idik Krisha Samayim, Nisbalu Mechitzas, Mashalonis Karbashas, Upozkim, Rishonim Klal, V'yadarabah, Mashmoas Hashas, De'ir V'ndavches, Pa'maisa D'movi Echad, Shetzidi Olaliyam, Te'chayshina Shem Yalam Mayim Sirton, V'lohuzkar Klal Shash to Krisha Samayim. You want to say, oh, because things don't go freeze in Bavel? No, there's not one hint of this in any posek. D'miyom shenista mashas, ein lano l'chadi shum din l'hakel l'hachmer negen mashmos hashas. V'ikar taima d'mistaver, nearly, says the Shvus Yaakov, d'mishamachi l'chashel l'krishas amayim, given shesofam limach me'atzmam, ayideh chom ha'shemesh. It's not a real change. It's going to go back and forth when it gets warmer. Tavi davar shenem eskayim lochashav klal levatel hamachitzus. And therefore, I don't think this is something that would ruin it. And he says again at the end, kiven the ding a kriisha luskar b'shas v'shun posik rishon in lano levatos lachmar v'leser atiltol b'makam shogin heter abidolam akadmonim yishchash lazal rishonim over papis manazeh where there's no rishas ram daraisa anyway. There aren't enough people as big, and therefore he says where the noig heter noig. Right, because you already were Noah Yisser. But the Shvus Yaakov is Mekel in this regard. The Shev Yaakov also, it's Nechsha Mayim. And it does relate a little bit to, let's say, making ice cubes on Shabbos. Is there a different status of ice and water? Right, interesting, the language of the Shmir Shabbos, who usually says Mer Aser, here he doesn't. Here in Perek Yud, he says, Tov Lihimana. Tov liimana milasis b'shabbos v'yad ma'ayim b'tok tehak pa'ah amnas lofcham kubiyas karach elim ki yisor gadol b'kach. Better not to, unless there's a sor gadol, you're having a lot of guests and it's very hot and you want cold drinks, then you can. Meaning he's already noting that according to Me'ikar Adin, it's probably not nolad or molid, it's all one thing. But this is an important discussion related to our Gemara about mayim mevatli mechitzta. Okay, we will stop here.